and we don't have a choice. We either stand up now and do what we have to do and support the American government and enforce the constitutions, or the whole thing goes down the drain. I have told you the 100% truth every single time I've opened my mouth in the past 45 years. Now, I may have made mistakes along the way, but I have never, ever lied to anybody for any purpose or with any intent or with any knowledge that I was lying about anything ever. Certainly no lies about the government. So, you know, folks, time to ante up. We've been out here all these years fighting this fight, bringing forward these claims, seeking these remedies for ourselves and for you. And there is nobody else out there doing anything to compare with what we've done. There is not a single other organization out there with the research, the background, the standing, the long-term presence that we have here. This really, truly is the American government as it exists today. This is the organization that has the legal standing and lawful standing to enforce the constitutions. And there is no other. There is no other organization out there that even comes close. You're going to have to be prepared that the next time there's a mandate to do anything, you say a mandate that applies to who? Oh, it doesn't apply to me. Amendment 11, prior to the Civil War. Americans are not subject to foreign law of any kind. You have got to do this for yourselves. You have to do this for yourselves, you have to do it for your neighbors, your friends, your relatives, and most of all for your kids. Because if you don't, this whole country is going to go to ruin, either by a process of ruination or by a process of civil war. The only thing that can prevent that is you and this organization. You can already see the ruination, the attacks against our food stocks, against our agriculture. You can see it in the attacks that have been staged by uniformed officers, the medical professionals that have been routed out and conscripted into the military and used as military agents and officers against the very population of this country. You can see it in the way the corporations have attacked. Well, what do you expect? Where have you been? What have you done? They're out to make a killing on you. They don't care how they're going to do it. They'll collect your life insurance just as happily as they'll collect your taxes. What do you think life force value annuities are? Prince Philip collected $950 trillion worth of life force value annuities. he took out life insurance policies on virtually everyone on the planet and guaranteed the death of most of these people. Wake up! Wake up! Don't sit there in your complacency and trust that somebody else is going to work this out for you. Because that's not what needs to happen. That's not what has to happen. What has to happen is for you to get up off your couch, find your courage, and join us. Stand on your flat little feet and help. Don't come whining and complaining and thinking that somebody is obligated to serve you. That's not how this works. Nobody here is getting a paycheck. Nobody here has any guarantees. Nobody here is the servant of anyone else. Sure, I'm here doing my bit, my public duty, trying to keep this country from sinking into oblivion, trying to wake up and educate my fellow Americans so that they don't allow this to happen. Sure, but I don't owe it to anyone. I'm not obligated to be here week after week after week. It's time for you to stand up and support your government. It's the only organization out here that is doing anything effective, legally and lawfully, to protect you and to fully inform you, to educate you, to assist you. But that's, you know, we're not going to be able to do this for you. You have to come to terms with the fact that this requires your actual action and input. I am going to be calling a task force together to consider the question of how do we liquidate corporations? And how do we do that most effectively? And I think that that is the number one question of the day. How do we liquidate corporations, including foreign corporations, that are on our land doing terrible things to us? Time to say some prayers and hope that people around the world are waking up too. Everybody who is listening to this broadcast tonight has cause to know that absolutely everything I've said here is true. And everybody has cause to know that there are certain things you have to do for yourself, and this is one of them. There are no other people on this planet who can do this. The only ones who can do this are Americans. And they are the Americans who are part of the general public, not those who are working for foreign commercial corporations. Whatever it is that you can bring forward, bring it now. Because we are looking at a perfect storm in terms of the economics and the commodities side of it. Always remember, commercial banks and commercial central banks especially were created for the singular purpose of controlling commodities. Whether that commodity is currency or sow bellies, that's what these people are in business to do, is to rig markets. Okay? That's what central banks do, and that is what they are doing. Such as, how do we liquidate foreign corporations on our shores? How do we bulk up our court effort in the assemblies? And how do we get an education program pulled together that everybody can understand? These are big questions, and I just need to take some time out and think.